from KQED.
For many people, registration with a political party lasts a lifetime. But some people do change their political stripes. Lisa Morehouse has the story of two voters, one Democrat, one Republican, who, after much torment, had a change of heart.
Virginia Walters grew up in a family full of union members outside Chicago. She says she was baptized a Catholic and a Democrat.
Well, it looked like the Democrats were the nice people because my mom and dad were, you know, nice. All my friends were nice. And I would say over the years, I got the impression that Republicans were rich and evil.
As a child, she was captivated by the Kennedys. When Bill Clinton ran for president, Walters, now living in Marin, enthusiastically registered voters. She barely knew any Republicans. It's a little hard for Walters to recognize her former self now. Back then, she was politically active, she says, but she didn't pay much attention to the issues.
I had a very shallow understanding of policy.
Mark Petroso declared himself a Republican at 9 years old when he watched the entire 1964 Republican convention on TV.
I worked on the Nixon campaign in junior high. I worked for Ford in college. I've been on the Republican Central Committee, a member of the party here in Santa Clara County since 1980.
Even though he spent his childhood in a working-class Democratic suburb of Detroit, the Rockefeller Republicans spoke to Petroso. They were socially moderate, but also fiscally conservative and concerned with efficient governance. He spoke up for these values as he entered college in the 1970s, and even years later as he moved to Santa Clara County and came out as gay. In fact, he founded the Silicon Valley branch of the Log Cabin Republicans, an organization of gay and lesbian Republicans.
Here, I'm all of a sudden meeting these bunch of people who are openly gay and in the Republican Party. Oh, okay, there's more of me here.
For decades, Virginia Walters had never questioned her identity as a Democrat. But everything changed on September 11th, 2001.
When the second plane hit the tower, I turned to my husband and I says, "That's an act of terror." All of a sudden, I just became, it was like my nerve endings were exposed.
Walters felt vulnerable and helpless. And for the first time, she had a positive response to Republicans, Rudy Giuliani and George W. Bush.
Maybe I felt we needed some safety. We needed some security. Their responses were reassuring, I thought.
Walters started researching U.S. foreign policy. She found herself agreeing with conservative principles on national security and also the size and role of government and fiscal policy. And she found the left more and more extreme. But she mostly kept her opinions to herself, fearing personal or professional backlash in left-leaning Marin County. In fact, for this story, we're letting Walters go by the name she uses when she's talking and blogging about politics, not her professional name.
It was a very slow journey. It was very painful, and it was very, very lonely because I didn't know anybody else who thought the way I did.
By 2008, she decided to be bold, tabling for John McCain at farmers markets. She says some people would yell and call her stupid, but she says she feels it's her right, almost her duty, to express a minority opinion. Mark Petroso often participated in politics from a minority position. As a gay Republican, he ran for Congress and was a delegate for the state Republican Party. But in this once rock-solid relationship, cracks began to surface, starting with the rise of the religious right.
There wasn't any room for compromise, and they made it their business to just outvote us and get their most extreme views in the party platform or positions on ballot initiatives.
Petroso felt George W. Bush's presidency moved the Republican Party far away from its fundamental beliefs.
They weren't managing the budget, and they were being just reckless and arrogant on the world stage.
And after the 2008 election, he was horrified by what he saw as congressional Republicans' mission to unseat Obama. Petroso struggled for years, but on the last day of the Republican National Convention in August, on his 57th birthday, Petroso changed his registration from Republican to no party preference.
My whole existence as a gay Republican with my Democrat gay friends has been to justify why I'm still a Republican. And I ran out of arguments. And I have to be true to myself.
On Election Day, Mark Petrosa will vote for a Democrat for president for the first time with no regrets. Virginia Walters says her conversion process taught her to ask an essential question. Do you subscribe to values just because of your family or your community?
Or do you vote the way you do because you really believe in these principles?
Both Walters and Mark Petrosa say now they do. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse.